Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Now, going back to the question that was raised by Brother Mutahhar, about the riba. Now, the riba is one of the pillars of the capitalist economic system, by the way. The riba is a pillar of the capitalist economic system. When I say a pillar, it means upon this concept of riba, and riba means the money, and I will explain more about this, how the riba is really the money is invested with its own money. Money can generate money without the need for a product. That is the essence of riba. And the riba is a pillar. And if you listen to some of the top financial gurus in this country, like Alan Greenspan, like Bernanke, he would tell you that we are proud that with one parameter, we can tune our economic system. One parameter, which is the interest rate. The interest rate is the riba, the rate of riba. Now, with one parameter, we increase it, we decrease it, we adjust it, then we adjust the entire economic system. That's what a pillar means. A pillar means the whole system circulates and revolves around this concept, around this issue. So the riba is very important in the capitalist system. This is what capitalism is about. It's about making sure that everything in the system, every transaction revolves around the concept of riba. For example, I'm just to explain this further. Is for people, if you want the real estate business to go on. Real estate means people buy houses, build houses, sell houses. There is lots of movement money movement in the real estate business. In order to do that, they will say, well, if we have too much of buying and selling and we want to slow it down, just increase the interest rate, make the loans more expensive. So if you want to buy a house or to build a house or to buy land and build something, it makes it more difficult. We raise the interest rate, so the loan becomes a little bit more difficult for people, and less people are going to buy loans or to get loans and buy things, so we slow it down. If we think that there is not enough movement in the real estate, then we'll go the Fannie Mae or those financial institutions. They will reduce the interest rate, they will bring it down, they will give more incentives to the people. You get loans, and therefore people will buy houses, and then the movement of the money versus homes will increase. The same thing for businesses. Today, like when Christmas comes in or occasions here, and then the big department stores, they want to fill their stores with merchandise. No one is going to spend his own money. Well, they say, well, spending my own money, let's take, for example, Walmart. Walmart is a multi-billion dollar type of business, but comes the beginning of the year when Walmart wants to bring a new merchandise into the stores, is not going to use its own money. So they will go to the bank or the big banks who finance things, and they will take credit, and the credit, let's say maybe $100 billion, and this $100 billion, based with a certain interest rate, Walmart is going to order all types of merchandise from China, from Brazil, from different places to fill out all its stores. If the financial industry believes that the business or the buying power of the people is not going to be very much, there's lots of unemployment, there's lots of slowdown in the economy, then they will think, oh, if Walmart gets $100 billion, then Walmart will, there is no way it can pay back the interest on this loan within a certain period of time. So they will say, look, we cannot give you that much loan, we will give you much less. Why? With, of course, higher interest rate, because they think that they will not be able to pay back. And in fact, this case was 2 years ago when the financial crisis hit. Many of the big banks, they declined to finance some of the department stores like Kmart and like other places. And that's why you saw many of these stores, they closed down. So the bottom line is the riba and the interest is a pillar. And this is how the economic system in this country is moving and in capitalism at large. And if, going back to the issue, if this issue, which is the issue of riba and interest, if it is, in quote-unquote, if it's a wrong issue, there is a defect in this issue, there is a problem in the concept itself, then you would think that the entire economic system may collapse, or may suffer big consequences because of the deficiency or the defect of this issue. Now, Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Islam is the deen that Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to mankind through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's a deen that is given by the creator of man. It's a deen that's given by someone who knows all the elements, all the parameters that impact the life of a human. Not only one parameter. You know, is the parameter your instincts, your needs, the interactions between people. He knows the future of things. He knows how things can develop. It's Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who revealed Islam. Now Allah, in the Quran, He puts a very harsh consequence on the use of riba. One of these is the ayah that Brother Mutahhar started with, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس. Those who consume riba. Now, of course, the ayah is focusing on those, not those who pay, but those who consume. Now, those who consume the riba, which means they give a loan and they take a riba, an interest in return, those who make their business circulate around the riba, which is actually, in this case, the economic system, like capitalism, they, at the end of the day, لا يقومون means they will not be able to stand up. They won't stand. Stand means two things. One in this world and one in the hereafter. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, when He makes a statement, this statement applies to this life and to the life after. So they will not be able to stand up. Stand up in this life means stand up as an economy, to be sustained as an economy, to be continuous as financial transactions. They, once they do that, they will resemble the one who has been caught with insanity, as if a shaitan, which is an invisible creature that Allah Azza wa Jal creates. Now, actually, let me retract this. A shaitan can be applied to both ins and jinn. A shaitan is not only from the jinn, because there is an ayah in the Quran, it says shayateen al insi wal jinn. There is a shaitan, is an evil personality that applies to Iblis from the jinn and applies to people who are similar to Iblis from the ins, from the people. So those who consume the riba, who build their wealth upon riba, those who use riba in order to accumulate their wealth, actually their end life, there at the end of the day, they will be acting with absolute insanity, as if a shaitan had disturbed your mind. A shaitan disturbed your mind means a shaitan was able to creep into your brain, into your ideas, into your thoughts, into your information, into your knowledge, and mess it up. So there is nothing in order. So at the end of the day, you will not have an orderly life. On the day of judgment, it will be as if the shaitan has diverted you from the path of truth, and therefore you will be a loser. So in other words, those who build their economy upon the riba, those who use the riba to accumulate wealth, those who use the riba and the usury in order to build their businesses and to build their empires of wealth, like Bank of America, like Chase Manhattan, like Fannie Mae, like all of these financial institutions, that even like Bernstein's, which almost collapsed, like Lehman Brothers, which collapsed, which was a huge collapse a few years ago. All of these actually will not stand and will not be sustained and will not be able to make it through. So that is the essence of the issue of the problems with the riba. Now, before I conclude this question and this answer, and allow it for other questions, a riba, the essence of riba, there are all types of riba in Islam categorized. There are all types, ways of doing riba. But at the end of the day, if we want to understand the concept of riba correctly, is every time you find the money, money means the currency which is being issued by a certain state, gold, dollars, dinars, rupees, it's a money. When the money is allowed to grow in number, in volume, without the involvement of any product, without purchase or sell, without producing and selling, there is no other transaction involved but the monetary transaction. If the money grows, then that is riba. That is riba. Let's say if I have $100, and with those $100, within a year, they become $110, when I did not buy or sell, I did not work, I did not make any invention, I did not make any production at all, I did not make any labor in order to gain some money. If my money grows somehow, then that is riba. Now, of course, when I say somehow, it means one way of doing that, I will keep the $100 with you, consider it a loan or a trust or something, and then at the end of the year, you give it to me 110. So there is no production here. That's what the simplest form of riba is, the loan. I give you my money, $1,000, you give me $100 extra. So now I have $100 extra. The $100 extra which I gained, which is my money now, my money, my worth is $1,100. That extra $100 have not come through a production, through a sale, through labor, through any type of work that I deserve this money. And that's why the Quran puts the term, وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن رِبَى لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ in Surah Ar-Rum. وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن رِبَى, the riba that you consume and the way you make your riba grow, لِيَرْبُوا, يَرْبُوا means increase. الربا linguistically means الزيادة, the increase. الربا is increase, something that increases. وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن رِبَى, whatever you consume as riba, in order, which means you consume or execute, for this riba to grow, liyarbu fi amwal al-nas, to yarbu means to grow or to increase on behalf of the money of other people. So the money grows on behalf of other money, like parasite. It's like a bacteria, like parasite. It comes into a location where it doesn't belong to, then it starts growing and multiplying. It multiplies without any effort, without any labor, without any work. That is riba. Allah Azza wa Jal says this riba is not allowed. We cannot allow this riba. And that's why in the ayah it says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ الرِّبَى لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ, whatever riba is used, which allows your money to grow on the expense of the money of other people, Allah does not allow this money to grow in His vision, in the way Allah Azza wa Jal looks at it, from His perspective, that is not legal. When He says لا يربو عند الله, does not increase in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, means Allah does not accept it. So whatever has increased then it's not legal money. When it says لا يربو عند الله, this increase is not counted, is not accepted, is not agreed, is not approved by Allah Azza wa Jal. You may give the bank $1,000 and take an interest back. Let's say $100, you invest your money in saving account. You have $100,000. At the end of the year, you have about $5,000. Those $5,000 are increase. That increase, although you take it as an increase, you take it as growth of your money, Allah says, this growth is not approved by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah does not consider it legal. Which means, although you own it, although you possess it in your hand, Allah Azza wa Jal considers this null and void. Just like if you go and steal something. You steal something, you get it. You go to a store, you steal something. Actually, you possess the thing that you stole. But it is not legal ownership. It's invalid. That's what says, لا يربو عند الله, means this increase of the money which came through the riba, Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept it, does not approve it. Therefore, your ownership of this is illegal. Your ownership is illegal. That's why now, going back to my what I started with, if there was an Islamic state, an Islamic rule, Islamic economic system, and then you gained something through riba, that gain is null and void. So the state will come and confiscate it, will take it away, because it's considered illegal ownership of wealth. You cannot own something with riba, and that is the essence of the ayah, فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, which means that increase, as far as Allah Azza wa Jal is concerned, is null and void, does not accept it, does not approve it, so it has to be eliminated. It cannot be taken, it cannot be used. You cannot use it for food, you cannot use it to feed your children, you cannot use it to buy a car, you cannot use it to give a charity, you cannot give it to a masjid. You know, sometimes I hear this fatwa quite often from some people. They say, oh, you know, I have some money, it's in a saving account, and I got some interest there, what do I do with it? Then the sheikh, the mufti, comes and says, you know, the best thing to do it, give it a charity or give it to the masjid. That's absolutely wrong, because Allah Azza wa Jal, there is a hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبْ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبْ. Allah is طَيِّبْ. طَيِّبْ means pure, mean good, mean valid, and does not accept anything that's not طَيِّبْ, that's not valid, not pure, not acceptable. So that is a wrong fatwa, that's a wrong thing to do. It is wrong in the first place to invest in riba, and you cannot correct the mistake with another mistake. Because sometimes they would say, well, I did it, so what do I do with the money? It's not your money. This money is not yours. You cannot possess it. You cannot take it. You leave it. Now, leave it to the bank. Leave it to the bank. Leave it to whomever. But that's not your money. And the bank, of course, by their laws, they have laws, they cannot use the money anyway. They are not allowed to use it until you die or pass away. Then the government will take, put its hand on it and does whatever it wants with that money, wants to do. But anything that is wrongly acquired, you cannot dispose of it. You cannot dispose of it in something that is valid in order to correct a mistake. So you cannot correct a mistake with another mistake. That's the idea. So that's the issue of the riba. That's.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sirah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.